And now, basketball action on Kress.
Welcome to Macon, everybody, for day one of the Macon Tournament. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me as we get set for four girls basketball games here to start the Macon Tournament again. This was delayed. This was supposed to be taking place yesterday, but because of the snow and some school cancellations, we are now starting the Macon Tournament today on a Tuesday. Austin, very excited for some Macon Tournament coverage. We've got Mexico and Brookfield coming up next here on Superstation Kress, and we'll have a ton of games for you on Slate. That'll just begin one of four games. The second game coming up tonight will be at 6 o'clock. It'll be the Moberly-Kirksville game. Austin will have the call for that one. We'll have Macon and Harrisburg. That's the 1-8 matchup. That'll be coming your way at 7:30. And then to finish off tonight at 9 o'clock, we'll have Centralia and Father Tolton. That'll be the 4-5 seeded game. Might as well give you the seeds for the girls' side of the bracket. Macon is the number one seed. Two seed is Moberly, Brookfield the 3. 4 seed is Centralia, 5 seed Father Tolton, and 6 seed is Mexico. Again, that is on the girls' side of the bracket. It alternates days here at the Mexico Tournament. Girls will be today. Tomorrow we will have some boys' action for you as well. And on that bracket, Moberly is the 1 seed on the boys' side. Centralia the 2, Mexico the 3, Kirksville the 4. Macon the 5, and Brookfield the 6, and Harrisburg is the 7 seed. There is no 8 seed in the boys' side of the bracket. But it's all girls now. Austin, very excited, looking forward to a fun Brookfield-Mexico game. Looking forward to a fun day ahead, fun night ahead.
It should be, and with these first-round matchups, these are always the ones that it seems some of them are lopsided, but normally in the first round, this is typically where you get sometimes your best games of the entire tournament, and so looking forward to that tonight. Hopefully, maybe we can see one of those tonight.
We will take a quick break. On the other side, you'll be able to hear from Mexico girls head coach Ed Costley on what his team has to do to get the win tonight. That and tip off as well as starting lineups. That's all coming up next here from day one of the Macon Tournament on Superstation Kress.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Here pregame with Mexico girls head coach Ed Costley, and Coach, you guys, teams won three of their last four games. What's been going right for you as of late?
I think, part of it is we just kind of had some time there before we went on a little run there. Had some time in the gym. We had hit an early stretch where we had a lot of back-to-back games. And, we kind of put together some things. We played some pretty tough competition and, battle. And, had Tipton, who was, ranked number two in the state in their class. So we played some pretty good teams, and we felt they kind of carried over for us. And I felt like the girls just kind of got in a groove. And I think one of the biggest things is we just kind of had more of a focus on defense. It's just really helped us out. Going through, and we knew offensively we'd have some, struggles this year, but I thought defensively that's kind of what's been carrying us when we go through some good stretches.
So it's going to be the first game of the tournament this week. What are you hoping to see from your team throughout this week?
I think one of the, things I'd like to see is, how well we can come back and be ready to go. We're going to obviously look for our bench to be ready to step up and play with some depth and go through it. And, that'd be key for us is how well our bench plays, which has kind of been the question for us throughout the season. What we get from our bench and throughout it. So, if we can come out early, we want to try and find a way to establish the inside game as much as possible. That's going to be key for us. We've talked about that, pretty much all season. We got to find ways to have balance. We know we've got some pretty good couple of shooters when they're Reagan Plater, who's a good three-point shooter for us. And but we got to also find ways to make sure we get some inside consistency play from there and trying to, just kind of establish that inside play early.
All right, Coach, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Side and Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Welcome back to Macon High School. Here from day one of the Macon Tournament on Superstation Crest or online at centralmoinfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you, Austin Ward. Next to me, game one of four tonight from the first round of the tournament. It'll be Brookfield and Mexico. Brookfield, again, the 3 seed, and Mexico, the 6 seed, coming into this tournament. Starting lineups being announced right now. We'll take you through them for the Brookfield Lady Bulldogs. They come in at 9-4 on the season. Riley Sensenich is a junior. Kaylee Smith, the sophomore. Cassie Conrad, another junior on this team. Kate Ewing. And rounding out the top five for them is Emily Kunkel. For Mexico, Katie Bledsoe, Reagan Plater, their sharp three-point shooter on this Mexico team, also coming in at 6-7 on the year. Logan Blevins, Riley Thurman will be one of those players off the bench, and Shelby Shaw, and rounding out the starting five, it'll be Brookfield wearing their white uniforms and blue lettering. Mexico in their gray uniforms and white lettering and red trim. And Mexico wins the tip. They'll be moving right to left as we start the Macon Tournament in our Macon Tournament coverage You're on regional radio and online at centralmoinfo.com. Three-point shot from the right wing from Blevins knocks it down, and Mexico with that early 3-0 lead 20 seconds into this game. And Brookfield throws it away on the other side. It'll be back to Mexico. Austin, we've seen both these teams right now come in relatively middle-of-the-road records. Brookfield at 9-4, Mexico 6-7. But both these teams have the ability to push their records over 500 and also shoot the ball pretty well.
And we saw that on that first possession for Mexico. A little bit of not as close coverage as you want. And behind the perimeter, take those open shots that they give them to you. Mexico did and got the first points on the board.
Shelby Shaw misses a shot inside, and the ball goes to Brookfield. They're going to move left to right. It'll be Conrad bringing it up over to the left wing to Stufflebean. Up top to Conrad. Now Stufflebean attacks left of the lane, gets it poked away, ball loose, and Mexico picks it up. Another turnover by Brookfield. Two possessions, two turnovers for the Lady Dogs. Mexico, Blevins left of the lane, long two shot, no rebound, ripped away into the hands of Brookfield. 3-0 early, Mexico with the lead. 6.5 remaining here in the first quarter. Brookfield bouncing it outside. Conrad up top, Stufflebean. Three bouncing on the rim off to the left, and the rebound tipped out of bounds on the baseline. It will remain with Brookfield. Baseline inbound for the Lady Dogs, left of their own basket. It'll be Conrad, the inbounder. Up top it goes. Sensenic. Off to the left side, Conrad. Conrad will reset the offense. Sensenic into the right corner. Quick pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Blevins. It will remain with Brookfield with 6:08 left in the first. Good defense here by Mexico.
Mexico's doing a good job and just missed another turnover there by Brookfield. Brookfield's going to want to be careful throughout the course of this game. Mexico doing a good job early.
Conrad, the inbounder again. Up top it goes back to Sensenic. Bouncing it into the right corner for Ewing. And Sensenic will reset. Left wing, Kaylee Smith. And she was looking for Sensenic. Sensenic wasn't looking. It bounces off her hands into the hands of Mexico. Another Brookfield turnover. That's three so far. 2 minutes into the game. Levin's in the lane. Turnaround, jump shot, tipped out of bounds. It will remain with the Lady Bulldogs. 5:48 remaining in the first. Mexico inbound under their own basket. They almost throw it away, but into the hands of Reagan Plater. Back out to Reagan Smith. To Plater, launching a three left wing. That's her specialty. Miss short, and the rebound of the Lady Dogs. Mexico is going to be looking for those outside shots. Austin, Reagan Plater, one of their best three-point shooters. She just camps herself there on the outside. Left corner, Kaylee Smith, and she almost throws it away. Tipped out of bounds right in front of the Mexico bench by the Lady Bulldogs as we have our first substitution of the game. Rachel Christofferson in as Brookfield inbounds it. It'll be Conrad high on the right side. Into the left corner for Smith. Back to Conrad. Takes a dribble to her right. Passes it to the right corner. Stufflebean. Three long rebound Mexico. Again, that tough defense there by this Lady Bulldogs team, Austin.
Yeah, and they're not afraid to double team, which has helped them early on. They're not overdoing it, but they're certainly not afraid to do it.
Smith attacked for Mexico, and she missed the layup. On the other side, Brookfield three. No rebound. Stufflebean, her put back off to the right, and Mexico grabs the board. 4:45 remaining in the first. 3-0 Mexico lead. Here in game one of the Macon tournament. Again, coverage all week long on regional radio and online at centralmoinfo.com. Blevins inside, double on the ball on the right block, kicking it back out to Plater. Up top, pumps and she'll attack. Bouncing it for Blevins underneath, the whistle and a foul. First foul of the game. It'll go against Brookfield. I think they're going to get Ewing on it. And a timeout called by Brookfield. Head coach Tony Fairchild wants to talk to his team. 4:29 remaining. 3-0 Mexico with the lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Crest.
Cub Cadet, Gravely, and Polaris. Three dependable brands you can trust when it comes to work or play. Extreme Recreation on Highway 36, just west of Brookfield, gives you a great selection of power tools or power sports products to choose from. Lawn and garden products from Cub Cadet and Gravely. Zero turn and tractor style lawn mowers, hedge trimmers, string trimmers, log splitters, and more. Polaris power sports options for work or play like the ATVs, Razors, or Rangers for the farm. Whatever you need, work or play, Extreme Recreation is your first stop.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here from Macon High School out of the timeout with 4.5 to go in the first. 3-0 Mexico out of the timeout. A quick trigger three from Reagan Plater is missed, and Brookfield takes over. The Lady Dogs are moving left to right on your radio dial. Their white uniforms and blue lettering, blue trim down the side of their jerseys. Have yet to score. It's a 1-3-1 Mexico zone. Brookfield throws it away, and Austin, I believe that's their fourth turnover this quarter. That defense is certainly working miracles for Mexico right now as Blevins checks out.
They've certainly done good on the defensive side, but you want to see a little bit more production on the offense because they've been good defensively, but here they've got a three-point lead, and those are the only points of the game.
It'll be Plater who brings the ball up over left side for Christofferson. It'll be Blevins, who just checked out, who has the only 3 points in this game. Up top, newly checked in, DeVera Cotton. Off to Plater on the left wing. Skip pass, back to Cotton, right of the lane. She'll attack, pump fakes, and now double teamed. Kicks it back out, wide open three on the way from Christofferson. Missed, and it'll bounce out of bounds. Back to Brookfield with 3:43 left to play in the opening quarter.
You almost wonder if Mexico is offensively trying to work on that perimeter a little too much. Maybe try to see them attack the basket a little bit more, see what they can do.
Looks like a 1-1-3 zone, but it turns back into a 1-3-1 zone for Mexico. Left corner, three on the way from Kaylee Smith, missed long. And a fight for the rebound, tipped out of bounds, last touched by Mexico. So it'll keep with Brookfield with 3:27. Still 3-0, Mexico holding on to a three-point lead. Brookfield still looking for its first basket. Right wing is Stufflebean. Conrad into the corner. Back to Stufflebean up top. Now a 2-3 Mexico zone. Bouncing it left. Now kicking it inside for Ewing. And she'll kick it back out for Stufflebean. Back to Conrad. Now Stufflebean left wing. Left corner it goes to Smith. Inside. The ball's poked loose, but Conrad comes up with it. Right of the lane. Floater from five. Bouncing on the rim and out. And Mexico tracks down the rebound. One of the probably the best offensive possession we've seen from Brookfield. Actually put up a pretty good shot. But Mexico able to stop them. 2:51 remaining here in the first. 3-0 Mexico lead. Cotton on the drive. Open underneath, and she traveled. She lost the ball for a second. She had to recollect it. Wide open underneath, but she shuffled her feet a little too much. And the ball back to Brookfield.
And part of the reason she traveled is she corralled that ball, but then she looked outside for the perimeter. Just, again, put the shot up, and you're right under the basket. There's no one around you. Get those easy points.
Three-quarter court press for Mexico. Brookfield able to advance into the forecourt. Conrad attacks. And a whistle and a foul. This one going against Mexico. That'll be the first team foul on Mexico and the first personal on Shelby Shaw. It'll be a baseline inbound for the Bulldogs. Quick pass inside. It goes to Sencenic, and she gets the layup. Brookfield on the board. 3-2, Mexico lead at its ball. Plater spinning in the lane, attacking, shot up through traffic. No, and the rebound, Brookfield. Here come the Lady Dogs. Conrad into the forecourt. Right-hand dribble. She'll attack right side through a double team, and she's pushed. And that'll be team foul number two on the Lady Bulldogs. And they'll call this one on Reagan Plater. That'll be her first. Baseline inbound, Bulldog. Quick pass inside to Ewing, and she gets a shot up. Doesn't connect, but she gets fouled, so she's going to the free throw line. And Austin now, Bulldogs, Brookfield looking like they're getting into a bit of an offensive rhythm.
You get to the free throw line, that's something that certainly will help your chances when it comes to getting points on the board.
So at the line, Kate Ewing as she sinks her first, and we're knotted up at three. Substitutions for Mexico. Reagan Smith checking in, along with Maya Miller. Cotton will check out, and Reagan Plater will check out. Free throw number two coming up for Ewing. Second free throw in and out. So the score remains tied up at three. 2:10 remaining in the first. Smith advances, trying to lob it inside, and Brookfield takes it away. Conrad, outlet pass to Stufflebean on the left side, kicking it back up top for Sensenic. Her three-point shot short, rebound loose underneath. It's picked up by Brookfield, offensive rebound. Back to Stufflebean and to Conrad outside. She'll reset. Ball around the perimeter, into the corner. Now back up top to Conrad. Bulldogs running a play here, off to the right side. Conrad, left corner it goes to Sensenic. Now back to Conrad, high left side. 95 seconds to play in the first. Three all is a wide open three-point shot from Stufflebean on the way. No. Rebound Mexico.
Two good looks for Brookfield there. Just couldn't hit him.
Smith into the forecourt. Angles to the right side. Hands it off for Edding. Abby Edding just checked into the game. Now she'll hand it off to Christofferson. Back to Edding up top. Triple handoff on the perimeter. Goes to Maya Miller. She'll attack and kick. Good ball movement right now by Mexico. Into the left wing for Edding. She'll probe inside and kick it back out for Smith. Attacks and kicks this time for Miller. Long two from the left side. Missed long, and the rebound Brookfield. A chance for the Lady Dawgs to grab their first lead of the game as we're at 55 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And Conrad will hold it by the timeline. Off to the left side it goes to Kaylee Smith. Smith back to Conrad, standing on that black and orange M for making it midcourt. Game one of the Macon tournament this week. Pushed back a day due to snow. We were supposed to have it yesterday, but plenty of schools canceled with all the snow on the ground. As Conrad attacks left side and a charge called. She ran straight into Rachel Christofferson, who held her ground and fell backwards. That was kind of the textbook charge call right there.
Good call, good take by Christofferson. It certainly was a hard charge, but she took it, and Mexico get the ball back with just 26 seconds left in the quarter. Obviously, probably going to try to look for the last shot.
Christofferson gets an enthusiastic high five from Blevins as Blevins checks back in for her with 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. Three all. It'll be Mexico's ball. Lady Bulldogs moving right to left. Reagan Smith into the front corner. Left side to Plater. Plater holds and kicks it up top. Back to Plater. Now to Blevins at the free throw line. Hand off Smith. Back to Plater. Plater angles to the right side, lobs it underneath for Blevins. It's tipped back into the hands of Smith, but she gets it poked away out of bounds. And Brookfield gets it back with 3.6 seconds to go in the first.
Good idea trying to get it in the paint, but just didn't work.
Ball rolled out to Conrad. With two, with one, three-quarter court heave. That'll be short. So after one, it's 3-3. We go to the second quarter here from the Macon Tournament on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Providing fast, accurate service and personal knowledge of your prescriptions to keep you safe is more than a goal. It's what we do at Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia. This is Mike Kincaid. Personal service is a priority at Kincaid Pharmacy. That's why we deliver prescriptions in Centralia, Sturgeon, and Hallsville. We are open at 7 a.m. to make it more convenient for you to pick up your prescriptions or get one filled. For your parents' safety, ask about our new RX Safe packaging at Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia today. View KincaidPharmacy.com.
There are times when you can wait, and there are times when you need that part repaired now to get back up and running. Herndon Welding and Machine of Centralia is a full-service welding and machine shop. Aluminum, cold-rolled, high-carbon, or stainless steel, Herndon Welding and Machine will repair your equipment and have you up and running as soon as possible. If your part can't be repaired, they will fabricate a new one to get you back in business. Stop by Herndon Welding and Machine, located on Highway 151 in Centralia, Mid-Missouri's full-service welding shop.
Possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK's Guns and Ammo. C&R Transmission and Auto Repair. And Moberly Motors. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me. Game one of four tonight here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com as a defensive foul called on Mexico to start quarter number two. It's 3-3 between Brookfield and Mexico. Brookfield is the 3 seed and Mexico the 6 seed. After this, we'll have the Moberly-Kirksville game. Austin Ward on the call for his alma mater. 7:45 to play here to start quarter number two. 3-all. It'll be Brookfield moving left to right. Trapped is Smith in the corner. Good ball movement, but it's picked off by Reagan Smith by Mexico underneath the basket. And she'll advance, pushing the pace in the lane. Stops from 10, pumps, and kicks it back out to Plater. Pass inside to Blevins. Through a double team turn. Hook shot, no, but a foul. And we'll see free throws from Logan Blevins on the way. She has all three of her team's points. And she'll add on to it here from the charity stripe.
This may be what both teams need to start looking for, is try to draw some contact, get yourself to the free throw line.
And Blevins misses her first.
So obviously at this point right now, from the field, a less than stellar performance from both teams.
Blevins makes her second, 4-3. Mexico with the lead as Katie Bledsoe checks in, and she'll get Abby Edding. But that was the first time, Austin, I think we saw some transition offense from either team. It really has been a snail's pace for both teams so far tonight as Brookfield advances and they throw it away. Fifth turnover so far tonight. Reagan Plater, left side, tries to get it to the right block for Smith, but it's kicked out of bounds by Brookfield. It will remain with Mexico.
Looked like it was going to be a pretty easy opportunity for Mexico there, but credit on that one for the breakup.
Bledsoe inbounds. Shelby Shaw misses a quick layup and the rebound to Bulldog to the Brookfield Lady Dogs. A minute here in a quarter number two, 4-3 is Mexico's lead. Winner moves on to the semifinals to be played on Thursday evening. Tomorrow evening will be the boys' first round games. And Brookfield almost throws it away. It's tipped out of bounds by Reagan Smith. It remains with the Lady Dogs. As Shelby Shaw checks out and Maya Miller checks in for Mexico. Bulldogs moving it left to right. Stoffelbein tries to bounce it inside. This time taken away. Reagan Smith. 6 turnovers now for Brookfield. Smith will trudge it up past the midcourt line. Leans over the dribble. Angles to the right wing. Bouncing it back up top for Bledsoe. Back to the right side. Plater. Now back to Smith. Bledsoe left wing. Quick pass. Blevins inside. She'll charge through the lane and put it up and in. Off the window. Nice move there, Logan Blevins. She's got all 6 of her team's points. It's 6-3 Mexico.
I think that's what you're going to want to try to do to continue to get some points on the board for Mexico. Try to get in the paint. Get some easy looks.
Free throw line jumper by Kaylee Smith doesn't drop. And there's an offensive foul on the rebound against Brookfield. So Mexico gets it back. Mexico, again, 6-7 on the season. They've won 3 of its last 4 games. Got 5th place in the Tyron Lute Tournament of Champions a couple weeks ago, and last year they got 5th place in this tournament. Trying to change their fortune here with a win. Inside Blevins again, back to the basket, curls to the rim, gets a layup in and a foul. And now Logan Blevins starting to take over. She has 8. Going to the line to try to make a 9. It's 8-3. Mexico's lead with 5:57 to play in the second quarter. Free throw in. She's been impressive. The junior has been getting all the feeds inside, and she's been going to work and making them count.
I think if it's working for you, keep going after it. And seeing as that's really about the only thing that's consistently been working for this Mexico offense, keep attacking if it keeps working.
Whistle and a foul. Reagan Smith called for a check foul. That'll be her first personal, team's 5th. 5:49 remaining here in the first half. Stoffelbein high left side. Wearing 1 white knee pad and 1 black knee pad. Into the right side for Sencenic. And she throws it away. Out to Plater. Plater, breakaway layup. No. Block from behind. Ball loose underneath. There's a scrum, and Brookfield comes up with it. Sencenic out to Stoffelbein, left side. She'll attack in the lane. She zigzags, bouncing it back to Sencenic. Her 3 from the right wing missed long, and the rebound, Mexico.
credit on that later block too, since Senek, she got back. Good transition defense and really stopped what would have been an easy look for Plater.
Plater three, left wing. That bounces home. Got the shooter's roll. And Reagan Plater does what she does best. Knocked down threes. It's 12-3 Mexico's lead with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Pass inside, almost tipped out of bounds. It indeed is by Mexico. It stays with Brookfield. But Katie Bledsoe, great job getting in front of her man on defense to tip that ball away. Baseline inbound Brookfield. It goes to Stoffelbein. Her three from the right wing. Just short as it nicks the front of the rim, and Mexico with the rebound. Here comes Smith, charging up the court. Up top to Bledsoe, now to Plater. Plater circles the arc to the right side and finds Smith, bouncing it Blevins, right block. Her layup, no, gets her own rebound, tipped out of her hands, ball loose on the near side. Miller picks it up, and she goes to the basket and misses short. And the rebound, Brookfield.
Good defense under the basket by Brookfield.
Attacking Conrad, dumping it underneath for Ewing, and her layup is good. Now that was good offense there, smooth play in transition. And it makes it 12-5, Mexico's lead with 4:10 remaining in the first half. Quick pass inside Miller and turns and kisses it off the glass. That was great positioning by the freshman. She got her defender on her back, created a space between her and the basket, and was able to get the layup in. Brookfield left to right, Mexico in a 2-3 zone. Conrad left wing. Left corner it goes to Ewing. Stoffelbein into the right corner, sends Senek back to Stoffelbein, and she's trying to reverse it, and it's picked off Plater. She read the pass to the basket. Her left side layup is good. Tremendous defense there by Mexico. 16-5. They're up by 11 with 3:36 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with more from the Macon Tournament next on Crest.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panther and Lady Panthers.
The Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work and they're with you every step of the way, in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
Out of the timeout, 3:36 remaining in the second quarter. 16-5 is Mexico's lead over Brookfield here in the first game from the Macon Tournament. It's the 3-6 matchup. Brookfield the 3 seed, Mexico the 6. As a foul called on Mexico. That'll be the team 6th and the first personal for Taylor DeMint, who just checked into the game. Her first action tonight. We talk about Brookfield being the 3 and Mexico the 6 seed. It seems like those seedings has been reversed, at least here in the first half. Mexico has been playing tremendous defense, and it's led to pretty good offensive possessions for them here in the second quarter. 2-3 Mexico zone. Brookfield still trying to probe inside. Their passes are just on the outside of the arc. Stoffelbein on the right wing. Up top, back to Conrad. Back to Stoffelbein on the right wing. Now left wing Conrad trying to poke it inside to Ewing. She does, but then Ewing tries to kick it out. It's almost taken away and stolen, and a whistle and a foul. This one going against Brookfield. Calling this one on Kate Ewing. That'll be the team 6th and her 3rd personal. Reagan Plater will advance into the front court for Mexico. She's got 5 tonight. She steps into a long-range 3. No. Rebound Ewing underneath for Brookfield. 2:40 remaining here in the second. 16-5 Mexico's lead. Brookfield's ball as they move left to right. Stoffelbein on the left wing to Conrad on the right wing. And Mexico 2-3 zone is quick. Pass inside, almost tipped away. Back into the hands of Brookfield. Now Sencenic, free throw line jumper, banks it home. Sencenic with four, and it's 16-7. Mexico's lead down to nine. Plater hands off to DeMint on the right wing. She'll circle back up top. Fires a pass to the left wing for Edding. Gets a screen off to the right. She goes. Now finds DeMint back on the left wing. Hands it off to Bledsoe. Into the right wing it goes. Edding inside. Cotton. Her layup. No, but a whistle and a foul. So we'll see free throws.
Kind of a risky pass to put that in there, but she got it to her and drew the foul. And that's what you got to do if you're Mexico. It's been working, attacking the paint, and see if you can keep riding it. It's got you to a good 16-7 lead thus far.
Cotton's first free throw off to the left. And we have some substitutions for Mexico as Reagan Smith checks back in, along with Christofferson. And Plater and Bledsoe both go to the bench. Cotton misses her second free throw, so the score remains 16-7. With a minute 50 remaining in the second, Mexico's lead, Brookfield's ball. On to the right side is Kaylee Smith to Snufflebean. Quick pass left corner, Conrad. She'll attack and travel at the same time. Ed Costley from the sidelines. It happened right in front of him. The Mexico head coach signaled for the travel. He was correct. Another turnover by Brookfield. That is, by my count, their ninth turnover so far in this first half.
Obviously something to clean up at halftime in order to get back into this one. You want more flow on the offensive side, but you got to limit the turnovers as well.
Turnover by Mexico is Conrad with the steal. She takes it to the rim, and a blocking foul called. She made the layup, but I don't think they're going to give it to her.
Looked like it was well before the shot, but
if it is, then it will be on the ground. It is, so it's a 1-1. That's the 17th foul by Mexico as Conrad misses the first free throw off the heel, and the rebound goes to the Lady Bulldogs.
Another facet of the game. If you get to the free throw line for Brookfield, got to make your free throws.
So Mexico with it right to left, up 16-7 with a minute 15 remaining here in the second quarter. Christofferson and a timeout call by Mexico. They want a 30, so we'll take it with them. 30-second break. We'll be back 16-7. Mexico's lead, a minute 13 remaining in the first half. Here from game number one of four from the Macon tournament.
When you have a shortage of grass or hay, it's more important than ever to creep feed your calves. This is Dwayne at Shelton Seed in Centralia. By creep feeding your calves, they'll be bigger and healthier at weaning time. Plus, it takes the pressure off the cow so she'll be in good condition to breed back. Shelton Seed offers you Purina products such as Great Starts, Stocker Grower, Accuration, and Liquid Accuration. Because Purina keeps your cow herd in excellent condition and your calves growing faster and healthier from the start. We also have creep feeders to rent at Shelton Seed, the partners producers trust in Centralia.
Back here from Macon High School. 16-7 is Mexico's lead with a minute 13 remaining here in the second quarter. Winner of this one moves on to the Macon Tournament semifinals to be played Thursday night. As it'll start with Mexico's ball as DeMint gets it over to Edding on the left wing. Snufflebean tightly on her, bouncing it back up top to Plater, and a whistle and a bump foul. This will be on Conrad. And that will be the 17th foul against Brookfield. So we'll see a 1-1 for Reagan Plater, already with 5 points tonight. The righty's free throw up and in. She gets a second. Makes it 17-7, back to a double-digit Mexico lead. Second free throw on the way. And she knocks that one down. 18-7 Mexico. Under a minute now to play in the second quarter. Conrad high left wing, almost by the timeline. Right in front of the scorer's table. The far side of the court. She'll dribble it back to the middle. Right hand belt high dribble as she slows things down. I think Brookfield wants to hold for this final shot for the next 40 seconds if they can. Already down 11. Snufflebean on the right wing. Now Mexico 2-3 defense sliding along with the passes. Snufflebean right wing. Bouncing it inside. This one intended for Kunkel, and she makes it. Mid-range jumper. 18-9. 9-point Mexico lead. Plater advances on the right side. Dribble handoff to Edding, and she'll pass over to the left wing for DeMint. DeMint circles to the right. Now back up top, Edding. She'll dribble to the left wing, hands it off for Shaw, and Shaw will try to attack, and she carries the ball with 6 seconds. So Brookfield gets the ball back. They'll inbound on the near side in the backcourt. Maya Miller checks in. Full court pressure now for Mexico with 6 seconds to play. Bounce to Conrad. She advances. She attacks. She loses the ball. It's loose. Picked up by Mexico with two. With one, it's DeMint. She'll heave from half court and will be short. So after one half, Mexico leading by nine, 18-9. We'll take a quick break. Be back with some statistics and look ahead to what to expect for the next three games of the night. All coming up next here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
We're back here at halftime of the Mexico Brookfield game from Macon, Missouri. First day of Macon tournament action. First game of the first day of Macon tournament action. Coming up next, we'll have Moberly Kirksville. Both teams actually warming up right now. And Austin got to talk to Moberly head coach Tony Vestal, who had some very interesting news that you just shared on Twitter as well. I don't know if you want to hold off on that or you want to say it now, but certainly we'll make a change for the game for Kirksville and Moberly as well.
Go ahead and say it. Per Tony Vestal, Sydney Flood will make her return to the court tonight. She's been out since that knee injury late last year, and he said she's been going through practice reps. She's had a smile on her face, and she'll get back. It'll kind of play it out based on her minutes, but Sydney Flood will be back on the court for the Lady Spartans tonight.
So that is something to look forward to. Obviously very happy that she's okay and able to play as well. So we'll be seeing her in some action coming up next. Again, that game scheduled for about 6 o'clock. As for this game, for the Mexico Brookfield, 18-9 is the Mexico lead over Brookfield. Scoring totals for Mexico so far, Logan Blevins leading all scores, 9 points for the junior. Reagan Plater has 7. Maya Miller has 2. On the Brookfield side, Riley Sincenic has 4. Emily Kunkel has 2. And Kate Ewing has 3. So those are the scoring totals for both teams. We also want to take a second to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Sonic Drive-In, Smith Heating and Cooling, Glenn's Garage Doors, Napa Auto Parts, World Finance and Tax Services, JB's Glass, First Community State Bank, all of Moberly, Bailey's Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation, Martin House Motel, ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm Insurance Agent, Macon Healthcare Center, Steel Towing, and Vision Care Associates, LLC. We'll take one more quick break, and on the other side, we'll take a look at what to expect for the rest of the evening tonight and take a look at what's to come on the Macon Tournament for the rest of your week. Coming up next, you're on Crest, 18-9. Is your Mexico lead over Brookfield here at half.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, VF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Macon Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Macon High School. Halftime of the Mexico Brookfield girls game. 18-9 is the Mexico lead. Taking a look at what's to come, coming up next, at least tonight, here on Superstation Crest. We'll finish off this Brookfield-Mexico game. Then we'll have Moberly-Kirksville. Moberly comes in as the 2 seed in this tournament. Kirksville is 7 seed. That'll be a fun girls matchup. After that, we have 2 more games on the night. It'll be Macon and Harrisburg at 7:30. Macon the 1 seed, Harrisburg the 8 seed, and then we will finish off tonight with a 4-5 matchup, Centralia and Father Tolton, coming up at 9 o'clock. All 4 of the games tonight will be on Superstation Crest or online at centralmoinfo.com. I'll be back here on Thursday for the semifinal games for the girls' side of the bracket. So all the winner of these games that we'll have tonight will move on to the semifinal games to be played on Thursday. And then because this tournament was delayed on Monday, we will have 6 games for you on 99.9 The Captain come Saturday. We'll have the 3 girls games, 3 boys games of consolation, 3rd place in the championship for boys and girls coming your way on Saturday throughout the day. Actually, from the morning to the afternoon to the night, we have that first game coming up at 11:30 due to the tournament being pushed back. Normally, that girls' trophy day would have been on Friday night, but instead they pushed everything up to Saturday because of the tournament getting delayed due to snow. So that is what's to come. We'll have the boys' games coming up on Wednesday, and on Friday will be the boys' semifinal games. We'll have Eric and Scott on the call on Wednesday, Eric on the call on Friday night, and then Eric and Scott back again on Saturday. So a lot of fun coming up from the Macon tournament. It's just the first game so far tonight. 18-9 is the Mexico lead over Brookfield. Again, we've got our scoring leaders, Logan Blevins. What have you liked so far about Mexico, Austin?
I like that they started attacking the paint, and that's really kind of what I called for is when they were, you know, moving it around the perimeter. They had good ball movement around the perimeter, but they couldn't really get anything going. Once they got the ball inside the paint, started putting shots up, started drawing some fouls, getting themselves at the free throw line, that's where they really started to see that success. And that's an area for sure that Brookfield's going to want to defend and Mexico is going to want to continue doing. And for the Brookfield side, 18-9 is easily within striking distance. If they can put some things together, start hitting some of those shots, get inside the paint themselves, this is not an insurmountable deficit for Brookfield by any means.
We've seen Brookfield 9 turnovers in that first half. And that was really because the Mexico defense was just playing so tightly on the perimeter that the zone defense seemed difficult for Brookfield to break through on. So it'll be interesting to see the adjustments made by both teams in the second half. As we start half number two, 18-9, Mexico's lead. It'll be Mexico's ball. As Reagan Player will be the inbounder. Now the Lady Bulldogs are going to be moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing their gray uniforms, white lettering, white numbers with a red outline, Mexico across the chest. Later with it on the high right wing. Up top it goes to Shaw, now back to Plater. She circles the arc on the left side, hands off Bledsoe. Back up top it goes, now to Smith. Crossing over and attacking, kicking it back to Bledsoe. Up top she'll reset. Smith on the right wing. Stuffle being on her. She gets it to Shaw. Now into the corner for Bledsoe. They want to look inside to Blevins. Blevins has a game-high 9 points so far. They find her. She pops up to the perimeter. She pumps. Now attacks. And she gets it stripped away and stolen. Conrad on the steal. One-on-one. Left side. Layup miss. But the follow by Senzenek is right there. And she puts it in. That is point number six for Riley Senzenek. It's 18-11.
Good transition defense by Plater, but an even better follow by Senzenek to get that and to get those points on the board.
Mexico, another turnover. Brookfield coming out hot with their defense. Here come the Lady Dogs. Long two, left corner, Senzenek, no. Offensive rebound, Stufflebean. She'll attack, get bumped and fouled on the layup attempt, and we'll see free throws on the way. This is definitely a more aggressive Brookfield team here in this half to start quarter number three than what we saw in the first half.
Certainly some halftime adjustments being shown right out of the gate for Brookfield.
And Stufflebean's first free throw is good for her first point of the evening. Second free throw on the way. Off to the right. She tracks it down herself and puts it off the backboard and in. Nice job there. Kaylee Stufflebean following her own missed free throw. She knew where it was going to be. No one boxed her out, and she got to the rim easily. Lead now down to four for Mexico as they have the ball moving left to right. Bledsoe on the right wing. Zips a pass inside. Shaw back to the basket. A quick hook shot from her is missed, but a foul called. Free throws on the way. A little bit more aggressive from both of these teams here to start quarter number three. 6:25 remaining. First free throw missed by Shaw. Low dribbles for her as she takes her second free throw. She missed that one. Blevins offensive rebound. Hard taked up to the layup is missed, but offensive rebound goes to Bledsoe. Mexico with third opportunity. Bledsoe long two from the corner. She missed that long, and the rebound to Brookfield. 18-14, Mexico's lead. It's Brookfield's ball as we approach 6 minutes to play in the third. Conrad high right side to Stufflebean. Now back to Conrad up top. Find Senzenek in the right wing. Skip pass left wing, Conrad. Pump fakes the pass, now zips it inside. Tip pass out left of the lane for Smith. Her jumper missed, and the rebound underneath. Almost went to Mexico, but Bledsoe grabbed it, and she stepped on a baseline. And so the ball goes back to Brookfield.
You can definitely tell with this Brookfield team, there's a much higher sense of urgency. They definitely didn't have the first half that they wanted, but they've come out of the gate in this second half.
Senzenek rattles home a three from the right side. 18-17. Brookfield back to within one. And Senzenek with nine.
And just like that, they've started this half on an 8-0 run.
Five and a half to go here in the third. Mexico with the ball. Three on the way. Blevins missed to the right. Bledsoe almost tracks it down to the baseline. But I can't get to it, so Brookfield takes over. A chance for the Lady Dogs to grab a lead.
Good job by Stuffel being on that one. She probably could have grabbed that rebound, but she saw it much easier to let it roll out of bounds. It did. And now they've got a chance to take a lead.
Stufflebean, skip pass, left wing Conrad. Quick pass inside to Sidney Thudium. Now back to Conrad. 2-3 Mexico zone as Conrad dribbles up top to Stufflebean in the right corner. She fires a three off the rim. No ball loose. Picked up by Sensenic. An offensive board for Brookfield. Lady Dogs get another opportunity. Under five now to play in the third. Sensenic. Left wing Conrad, ball above her head, skip pass over to the right wing, Sensenic, she'll attack, gets it poked away, gets it back, goes up to the layup, that one's blocked out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch off of Sensenic on the baseline, so Mexico gets it right back as the Lady Bulldogs make some substitutions. They're going to be sending Christofferson in as well as Maya Miller. Checking out for Mexico will be Bledsoe along with Shaw.
They didn't get any points on that possession, but to grab another offensive rebound, had chance for second chance points, and Brookfield's really controlled the glass early on in the second half.
Brookfield on an 8-0 run to start the second half. 18-17, Mexico by one. Mexico has the ball as they move left to right. Edding, left side, Plater. She launches a long three, missed short, rebound Brookfield. Sensenic on the rebound. Out to Conrad, long outlet out, wide open left side is Smith, and she traveled left of the lane as she attempted to go for a layup. So that will be the 10th turnover of the game for Brookfield back to Mexico.
Good job by Plater to kind of pull up and maybe had Brookfield hesitate the contact a little bit and cause that travel. And aware defensive play by Plater, and she's done really well with transition defense all night long.
Adding up top to Christofferson. Bouncing it to the left corner for Smith. Almost taken away by Stufflebean. Now to Edding, left corner three. Again, that's short. A line drive shot back into the hands of Sensenic. Another chance for Brookfield to take the lead. Conrad spins away from a defender. Advances to the forecourt. In transition. Bouncing it right side. Smith, her layup just too long. And Miller the board for Mexico. 3:40 remaining here in the third. 18-17, Mexico's lead and its ball. As attacking left side is Reagan Smith. And a foul called. As she turned on the Jets in the lane. And she'll be going to the free throw line for two shots. That'll be the second team foul on Brookfield. That'll be the first personal on Stufflebean. And the junior, Reagan Smith's first free throw rattles in. Whistle. Wanted to reset, make sure everything was all right. Got a three-man officiating crew tonight. As Smith's second free throw good, 2-for-2 from the line. 20-17 gives Mexico a little bit of breathing room. As they have full court pressure, Miller on the pressure, but Brookfield advances. Sensenic attacks right of the lane, and she traveled. She tried to take a large step. Instead, shuffled her feet a little too much. And the ball back to Mexico. Reagan Smith for Mexico advances. Kicks it back out Plater. Right-hand dribble and crossing over. Spinning, backing into the lane as she kicks it out for Edding on the right wing. Back it goes to Smith. Crossover left of the lane. Kicks it left corner Miller. Now she'll curl inside. Lose the ball on the ground. She goes. A whistle and a jump ball. Arrow favors Brookfield. Defense doing its job so far in this half for the Lady Dogs. Only allowed 2 points to their 8 so far. 5 minutes here into the third quarter. Conrad will attack, and she's bumped by Edding. That will be the second team foul on Brookfield, on Mexico, and the first personal on Edding. Inbound Stufflebean to Conrad. Back to Stufflebean up top. Fires the left wing. For Sensenic, trying to bounce it to Thudium. She does left of the lane. Thudium will attack baseline. Into a double team she goes. Picks up the ball. Nowhere to go. Looking, and she'll throw it away. Edding in the lane. Picks off her pass. Out to Reagan Smith. Lead pass to Miller underneath. That's taken away. Two turnovers back-to-back by both teams. As Conrad spins away from Miller, top of the key. 2.5 to play here in the third. Smith, left corner, up top it goes to Stufflebean, almost over her head. She has to save it. Behind her head pass goes to Sensenik, and she hits it off the glass and in from five in the lane. Not really what they had planned out, but a good pass. And on the other side, Edding shot from 10, missed, and the rebound, Brookfield. 2019, Brookfield down one. They can take the lead here with 2 minutes to play in the third. Stufflebean right side, Conrad. She'll attack baseline, weaves her way through the defense, layup up. No, but a whistle and a foul on the floor. Push foul, they're going to get, I believe, Plater. As Shaw checks back in, along with Bledsoe, and checking out will be Miller and Christofferson. So it'll be a baseline inbound for Brookfield under their own basket. Inbound Thudium now to Stufflebean. Finds Smith back to Stufflebean, top of the key. 2-3 Mexico defense. 2019, Brookfield down one with a minute 50 to play here in the third. Right corner, Smith. Up top, Stufflebean right wing. She steps into a long three and connects. And Brookfield has its first lead of the game. 22-20. Lady Dogs by two. And they have worked their way back. And Mexico turns it over. A bad dribble off the leg of Reagan Smith into the hands of Brookfield. Conrad, top of the key. Hesitates and one arms it to the right corner. Sensenik. She'll launch a three. In and out. No, but stuff will be in the board in the paint. Kicks it back out. Sensenik, left corner, Smith. Skip pass right wing is open as Conrad. She pumps, takes a step inside the arc, fires along two off to the left, and the rebound, Bledsoe for Mexico. 60 seconds to play here in the third, 22-20. Brookfield's lead, Mexico's ball. Plater weaves her way inside, spins to the basket, layup, no, but a foul. And we'll see free throws on the way from Reagan Plater. She already has seven tonight. The senior to the line to try to tie this game up. First free throw from her, knocks it down. Substitutions. Lakin Satman checks in for her first action tonight, and she'll get Sydney Thudium. Played her second free throw. Up and in. She's 4-for-4 from the line tonight. We're all tied at 22 with 54 seconds to play in the third quarter. 2-3 Mexico zone. Left wing Sensenik. Skip pass right wing for Stufflebean. Now back to Sensenik in the left wing. Mexico's defense rotating pretty well so far with the ball as Stufflebean has it on the right wing. Skip pass left wing Conrad. Trying to look inside, has no one, and gets it back up top to Sensenik. Jump pass Stufflebean, bounce inside for Satman, and a whistle and a foul. And Brookfield, Austin, moving the ball a little bit more better than what we saw in that first half, a little bit more smoother, as well as Blevins checks back in here in the end of the third. And she'll get Reagan Smith with 26 seconds left to play, all tied up at 22.
I think at halftime might have been a little bit of a wake-up call, too, because it seemed like at times they were almost just kind of sleepwalking on the court. They came out in the second half, had a higher sense of urgency, and that's allowed them to tie this game back up.
Looks like Brookfield may hold for that last shot. That 8-0 run came in very handy for Brookfield. Stufflebean bouncing a right wing for Sensenik with 7, with 6 to Stufflebean. Back to Sensenik into the right corner. Conrad with 3. She'll attack with 2 in the lane with 1, and she'll lose possession of the ball. And that'll do it for quarter number 3. But Brookfield down 9 to start the quarter, crawls its way back to tie it up at 22, and we go into the final corner. All tied up here on Superstation Press or CentralMoInfo.com.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akguns.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Starting quarter number four here from the Macon tournament. Brookfield in Mexico here in game number one. Brookfield the 3 seed, Mexico the 6. We're all tied up at 22. Here in the final frame, it'll be Mexico starting the quarter with the ball as they move left to right. Inside, the pass goes. And now it kicks it back out to Bledsoe. To Edding, now back to Bledsoe. Reversing it right wing for Plater. She'll launch a three and she'll connect. Reagan Plater back to what gave Mexico that early lead was her three-point shooting. She now leads all scorers with 12, and it's 25-22, Mexico's lead. 30 seconds here to the final quarter. 2-3, Mexico zone, Conrad left wing. Up top, Stufflebean bouncing it to the right corner for Sencenic. Skip pass left wing, Stufflebean open for three. She takes it, and that's off to the right, a little too hard. It'll bounce out of bounds on the far side sideline. And Mexico will take over. Substitutions. Reagan Smith checks back in. She didn't have to sit for too long. She'll get Katie Bledsoe. Smith with 2 points tonight. The junior has been instrumental in running a smooth Mexico offense so far. Plater will bring it up. Senior with 12 points so far tonight. She'll advance into the forecourt, bouncing it left wing for Smith. Back up top it goes, Edding. Wide open for three. She'll connect. Abby Edding, her first 3 points tonight, and gives Mexico a six-point lead. 6-0 run to start the fourth for Mexico. On the other side, three-point shot straight away from Sencenic. Missed long, but an offensive rebound goes to Kaylee Smith, and she's fouled underneath the basket. ...28-22, Mexico's lead with 6.5 to play in the game. It'll be a baseline inbound for Brookfield. That was the fifth team foul on Mexico and the second one being called on Shelby Shaw. And Shaw will check out and Christofferson will check back in. Conrad the inbound under her own basket on the baseline. Ball above her head, looking, finally back up top, Stufflebean. Over to the right wing for Smith, into the corner, Conrad. 2-3 Mexico zone. It's been working pretty well for them as they go inside the Ewing. She tries to turn around and missed it short, but she gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out to Sencenic, who gets run into by Smith, and she traveled. And the ball back to Mexico. 6:22 remain. Mexico up 6. Plater will bring it up with a right-hand belt-high dribble, crossing over across the timeline. She's trying to spin away from Conrad. She crosses her over to the left wing. Pump fakes on the step back and finds Bledsoe in the corner. Up top, Blevins, tip pass, Plater, back to the corner, Bledsoe. And a whistle and a travel. That was Reagan Smith, excuse me, and travel called on her. That will be the fourth turnover of the second half by Mexico. And the ball back to Brookfield, 28-22. The Lady Dogs down by 6, under 6 to play. Quick three on the right wing by Sencenic. No, Smith the offensive rebound, and there's a foul call. This will be going against Mexico. And I believe they're going to get Christofferson on the foul. That'll be her first personal, team 6th. So the next foul for Mexico has Brookfield shooting a 1-1. Up top is Stufflebean for the Lady Dogs. Crossing over and kicking at right corner, Conrad. She'll attack baseline. She tries to pull up, but the ball's poked away. And a whistle on an offensive foul. This one going against Kate Ewing. I believe that is her 4th. She tried to essentially box out Mexico down low. And I think they call that a bit of a moving screen. You can't exactly make a wall like that. Underneath, the officials are going to see that. It's a timeout call by Mexico. They're going to have the ball when we come back. 28-22. Mexico with the lead. 5:46 to play in this one. Winner goes to the Macon Tournament semifinal. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Now is the time to have
and transmission, change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper, tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
What do you do when you have picky eaters in the family and everyone wants something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, and oven-baked sandwich or eight-piece boneless wings, topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominoes.com.
Out of the timeout, 28-22, Mexico's lead. It will be Mexico's ball as well. Starting the fourth quarter on a 6-0 run. Saw two quick threes, one from Plater and one from Edding. 5:46 to play. Full court pressure. Brookfield gets it out to Maya Miller, and she'll advance. Bouncing it across the timeline for Edding. Back to the basket. Stuffle being on her. Wide near the timeline. She'll hand it off for Christofferson. Back to Edding on the right wing. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward with you. Game one of four from the Macon tournament tonight. Smith bouncing it down low. Blevins, quick turnaround. No, gets her own rebound. This time her put back falls. Logan Blevins has been so good down low for Mexico tonight. She has 11 and makes it 30-22. Mexico's lead. On the other end, sends Seneca a quick layup missed. And the rebound back to Mexico with 5 minutes to play. Outlet to Miller right of the lane, and she'll kick it back out. Christofferson on the right wing. Get the back up top for Smith. Reagan Smith with two. The junior, though, has done a great job handling the ball. By the timeline, picks up her dribble. Tough defense by Conrad as she bounces to Miller. Miller off screen right in the lane, bouncing it out back to Christofferson. Free throw line, Blevins, as she faces up and attacks and kicks it out. Smith open, doesn't take the three. Instead, she attacks and bounces it back out for Christofferson. Back to Smith on the right wing. Trying to find Blevins inside. This time, Smith attacks, flips up a layup. Yes, but an offensive foul called underneath. I believe they're going to get Blevins on that one. She tried to shield a defender. And that will be Brookfield ball with 4:30 remaining. Brookfield down 8. Brookfield, Senek tries to get it inside. Tipped away, but back to Senek. Back out to Conrad, right wing. And she'll skip it to the left wing for Stufflebean. Stufflebean crossing and attacking and now handing it off to Smith. Kaylee Smith into the left corner. Back to Stufflebean. Inside it goes to Thudium. Back to Smith. Short jumper from the left side. No, and the rebound goes to Mexico. 30-22, Mexico's lead as we approach four to play. Plater, open three, left wing, she takes it, and she connects. Reagan Plater has 15, it's 33-22, Mexico on an 11-0 run, and Brookfield almost throws it away. Stufflebean gets it back to Senek in the left corner, bouncing it back up top to Conrad. Splitting the defense up top, attacking the rack, and she gets fouled on the layup. But, man, Austin, Mexico came out guns a-blazing here in the fourth quarter, and they have been connecting on every shot, an 11-0 run here in the fourth, and they're up 11, 33-22.
It almost seems like that wake-up call that Brookfield got at halftime. Mexico was the recipient this time at the end of the third quarter. As really, throughout the course of this game tonight, we have yet to see both of these teams playing considerably well at the same time. It was both played pretty poorly in the first quarter. It was all Mexico second quarter, all Brookfield third quarter. And so far in the fourth, it's been all Mexico again.
Conrad makes two free throws, 33-24, 9-point Mexico lead. As Reagan Smith attacks and kicks to Bledsoe on the left wing, hands it off to Plater. 15 for the senior. Plater attacks and she traveled. She tried to kick it out for Bledsoe, but Bledsoe was covered and she took an extra step in the lane. So ball back to Brookfield with 3:30 to play.
Good call, and it's a turnover. Anytime Mexico, if Brookfield can generate a turnover, it's got to respond with points at this stage in the game.
Stoffel being across the timeline. Tries to pass it over to Conrad. Tipped away Plater into the hands of Bledsoe. She'll attack left side layup. No, but a hard foul by Stoffelbein. And Bledsoe seems to be okay. I think she got hit in the face. But she'll go to the free throw line for two. That's going to be the second on Stoffelbein and team's fifth on Brookfield. 3:19 to play. Bledsoe at the line for two. I want to thank some of our sponsors, Macon Municipal Utilities, Tiger Country Realty, Macon Electric Cooperative, Macon Tax Service, First State Community Bank, all of Macon, Centralia R6 School District, and Herndon Welding and Machine. As Bledsoe misses her first free throw. Second one on the way. Missed it short. Ball tipped into the hands of Stoffelbein for Brookfield. No damage done at the line for Mexico. Brookfield down 9 with 3:15 to play. Winner moves on to the Macon Tournament semifinals to be played on Thursday. Conrad sends Senek in the corner. Stuff quick inside to Thudium, and she tries to kick it back out, but Plater on the steal for Mexico. Plater weaves her way across the timeline. Up top she goes. She'll reset the offense. Off to the right side. Dribble handoff goes to Christofferson. She picked up her dribble. Tough defense, Stoffelbein. Off to the right side, Plater. And she'll dribble it back up top. Chest pass left wing over to Smith. Reagan Smith on the crossover. Pulls up from 15, and she missed it short from the elbow. And the rebound, Brookfield. Quick shot as we approach 2.5 to play in the game. 33-24, Mexico's lead. Brookfield with the ball. Conrad inside. Bouncing it right block for Thudium. Layup good in the foul. Sydney Thudium not going away. Makes it 33-26 and trying to make it 27 at the free throw line.
Big basket to pick up there. Certainly want to convert this and one opportunity. As slowly but surely you're running out of time in this game.
Shaw and Blevins checking back in for Mexico. Cotton and Christofferson out. And Thudium's and one free throw missed it long, and the rebound goes to Mexico. 33-26. Mexico's 7-point lead, 2:15 to play. Plater high right side near the timeline. Conrad tight on her. Putting it on the deck is Plater, and she's called for a carry. Got it a little too high over her waist. And so that ball is back to Brookfield. Another opportunity here for the Lady Dawgs. Not out of it yet with 2 minutes to play. And a timeout called by Tony Fairchild. We'll take it with him. 2:07 left here in the fourth quarter. 33-26, Mexico's lead over Brookfield here on Crest.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
.33-26, Mexico's lead over Brookfield. As we're now approaching 2 minutes to play. Brookfield with the ball out of the timeout as they move the ball right to left. Conrad left wing, open three. She'll take it, she'll miss short. Bledsoe the rebound out to Smith, and Reagan Smith will bring it up for Mexico. Ben Wittenstein with you, Austin Ward next to me. Coming up next, we have the Moberly-Kirksville game here on Crest on the girls' side of the bracket. Elbow jumper from Smith is missed short, and Brookfield the rebound. Conrad across the timeline. Over right side, Avery Thompson into the game for the first time. Skip pass left wing, Conrad weaves her way in the paint. Floater with the right hand off the rim. No rebound. Tracked down by Mexico. Bledsoe across midcourt. High right side, a whistle and a timeout. Ed Costley wants to talk things over. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 33-26 is Mexico's lead. They will have the ball on the other side of this timeout. A minute 18 remaining. But Austin, we got Moberly Kirksville. Moberly head coach Tony Vestal saying Sydney Flood is going to play. She is wearing a brace on her left leg, so we'll see how many minutes she does indeed get. But it's also very encouraging to know that she is able to play if she can.
It completely changes everything. As I'll get into in the pregame, but the last time they met, Moberly only won that one by two, and Sydney Flood was responsible for 16 of those points for Moberly, so she played a big role in Moberly's small win earlier this season. So having her on the court definitely is a huge factor for this Moberly team.
Out of the timeout, Mexico inbounding in the front court. It'll be Plater with the ball. High right side as she goes to work. Crossing over Conrad. Back up top. It goes to Edding. Plater double on the ball. She gets out of it. Dribbles over to the left side, terminating it and finding Smith on the right wing. A lot of this being taken place right near the timeline. Edding, double team, dribbles out of it. Finds Smith and tries to get it out to Plater. Ball loose. Diving for it is Conrad. She picks it up. Brookfield gets it back. 51 seconds to play. They're down 33-26. Here's Conrad. Ball thrown above her head. She can't save it out of bounds. And Mexico will get it back. 14 turnovers by my count for Brookfield so far tonight. That's been their downfall. They've had that opportunity to come back and just haven't been careful with the ball. Plater a little shaken up after diving and hitting Conrad pretty hard as they both dove for the ball. Plater the inbound. Still in the backcourt. Conrad on her, but Plater, good job crossing over to get across the timeline. Up top is Smith with 34. Over to Edding with 33. Now to Plater, left wing. Now under 30 to play in the game. Mexico holding on to a 33-26 lead. Reagan Smith, dribble handoff, Bledsoe. Now to Plater with 20 seconds, and Mexico looking like they're going to try to just wind this clock down if Brookfield doesn't follow. Plater double-teamed, and a whistle and a foul.
With the next game in mind, and looking like Mexico will win this one, regardless of whether Moberly or Kirksville wins that one, it will be an all-NCMC semifinal.
That was the sixth team foul on Brookfield, so just an inbound, and now a shove coming from Conrad to Plater, and we'll see one and one from Reagan Plater, already with 15. 8.7 on the clock. No one in the paint for this free throw for Mexico. Smart, they have 18 fouls, so any foul they commit will be free throws for Brookfield. Plater's first free throw of a 1-1 connects. 16 for her. 34-26. Mexico's lead with 8.7 seconds to play, and Plater has a second free throw coming. Second free throw rattles in. So the inbound goes to Stufflebean. 35-26. Mexico by 9. Left side, it goes for Thompson, and that will do it. Your final score, Mexico 35, Brookfield 26. So Mexico, the sixth seed, advances to the semifinals to be played Thursday at 6 o'clock. Austin, pretty good game. Mexico showed some tough defensive pressure, and their offense came alive. An 11-0 run to start the fourth quarter. They got it done.
It wasn't the prettiest game for Mexico by any means, but they showed up when it mattered. They had a really, really good fourth quarter. They also had a really good second quarter to really force some separation that really stunted the momentum of that big third quarter run for Brookfield. And really, that was the course of this game. It was a game of runs, and neither team really got a lot going at once. And Mexico came away with the win. Like I said, it's a good win.
35-26, Mexico with the win. We'll take a break. Be back with your final stats and player of the game, all next, here on Crest.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
Alpha Media Stations, Quicks, Chris, Kirk, and KTCM are giving you lots of chances to win lots of money. We're kicking off the new year with our Grand Today giveaway. Just listen each hour for the word that wins from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. every weekday. Then enter that word at centralmoinfo.com and you've got a chance to win $1,000. This hour's word that wins is
goat.
Again, this hour's word that wins is
goat.
And it's brought to you by Brown's Furniture in Shelbina.
The folks at Travis Noe Funeral Home, located at 1008 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville, are ready to serve you and your family's funeral needs during your time of sorrow. They offer pre-arranged plans so you can alleviate your family of that burden. Travis Noe Funeral Home is always there for you with their caring and professional staff to help you in your time of need. Stop by Travis Noe Funeral Home at 1008 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville or give them a call at 660-665-1300 today for any questions you may have.
Back here at the Macon Tournament after game number one, Mexico 35-26 over Brookfield. Mexico, the sixth seed, will move on to the Macon Tournament semifinals to be played on Thursday night. And they will face the winner of this upcoming game, Moberly and Kirksville. The big news is Moberly's leading scorer, Sydney Flood, will be making her first appearance in a couple of weeks after an injury saw her go down a couple weeks ago. We go over some final stats from our last Brookfield-Mexico game. On the Brookfield side, Riley Sensenik led her team in scoring. She had 11. Kaylee Stuffelbein had 6. Kate Ewing had 3. Cassie Conrad and Sydney Thudium had 2 each. And Emily Kunkel had 2 as well. On the Mexico side, Reagan Plater led her team and the game in scoring. 17 for the senior. Logan Blevins with 11. Reagan Smith with 2, Maya Miller with 2, and Abby Edding with 3. And that came off a three-point shot as part of an 11-0 run in that fourth quarter for Mexico to give them a lead in the fourth and keep their lead to win that game. Brookfield goes to 9-5 with the loss. Mexico moves to 7-7 with the win. And again, they go to play the winner, Moberly Kirksville, as Brookfield will play Thursday late evening at 9 o'clock to get a chance to play in a consolation game on Saturday morning. If Brookfield loses their next one, they will be out of the tournament. But if they win, they get to play one more Saturday morning at 11:30. We've got Moberly Kirksville coming up next. And Austin, just quick thoughts.